why was this the right moment for DPM Heng and SMTO to step down? And do you see their absence affecting the party slate in this election or even the government's leadership bench in the long run? And will they still be involved in the campaign?
What was the the considerations are personal to each one of them. SMTO is older than DPM Heng, but both felt that they had come to a point where they think it's better for them to step down at this stage. With SMTO, he's much older, and I think he feels this is the appropriate juncture rather than to continue. But you can ask him for his further reasons, but I think at this age, and given all that he has contributed to Singapore, more than 50 years of public service, if you count his time in the SAF, I have to respect his decision and his wishes, because he's already given more than half his life to Singapore. And to ask him to continue some more, I think it's not right. I respect his wishes, and I understand fully, while he can continue to contribute in cabinet, his greater desire is to make space for renewal. And that's a decision I respect. And it's also a decision that the party, or it reflects the ethos of the party for renewal. With DPM Heng, he's younger. I wish personally that the partnership with him would have continued for longer, because he's not just a comrade. We both entered politics at the same time in 2011. I've known him well, even before in the public service. He's not just a comrade, he's also a steadfast friend. And we've worked well together in so many occasions, in two ministries, education and finance, where I worked under him, in COVID, where we worked together, in so many different task forces and national committees, whether it's a Singapore Conversation or others. So I value that partnership. I certainly wish it could have gone longer, but he had decided this was time for him to step down for his own personal reasons, and again, I respect that decision.